Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for connecting to eBay. My name is Ellie. How can I help you today?
I've just received a message that the money would be deducted from my account. I don't have an account with eBay.
Well, madam, someone is misusing with your details then if you are not having any account or any order with that.
Well, what do I do? Just ignore it.
Now, can you just tell me what device you are having? I will provide you the cancellation form right now.
I'm using a phone, Android phone.
Okay, and is that a 5G phone?
Yes. Or 4G, I think.
Okay. All right. So now do one thing, ma'am. I'm just going to help you out with a cancellation form right now. You are going to get a cancellation form, then you have to fill it up and we will cancel the order, okay?
I'll try.
Okay. And when was the last time you shopped online?
I don't.
You don't do online banking as well?
I do online banking, but that's all.
Okay, so first of all, we are going to generate the cancellation ID number. So type in over there, M as in mother.
Sorry? I haven't got the form, yeah. I can't. Where do I do that?
Okay.
Anyway, look, I haven't got an account, so where's the deducting money from?
It's going to be debited from your. It is going to be debited from your account, okay?
Yeah, but I don't have an account. What account are they using?
You don't have an account, a debit card.
Yes, I have a Westpac card.
Yes,
they don't have any information. They don't have any of my information. I never go on eBay.
Yes, but someone has created a fake account. It's absolutely a fraudulent transaction. Do you understand what it is?
Yes, I'm seeing you now because I've been in contact with ANZ this morning. Someone's been debiting stuff to my credit card. I'm not having a good day.
Okay, no issues, madam. Don't worry about that.
No, that's all right. I just have to you explain things to me. So where's this form? I haven't got a form.
Let me help you out with the form first of all. Can you just tell me what device you are using right now? Is that an Android phone or it's an iPhone?
Yes, Android phone.
Okay. All right, love. Do one thing first of all. Just put me on the speaker from your mobile phone and let me guide you.
Okay. Speaker.
All right. Now, in your mobile phone, you will have a lot of apps over there, okay? There will be an app called Play Store. Do you know what the Play Store is?
Not really. So where do I find that?
Look at all of your apps one by one. Well, there will be an application called Play Store. Starts P, P as in Peter, okay?
Yeah, well, I don't know whether I've got an app store.
Okay. Do you see all your apps over there, all the applications, do you see?
Yes, I see most of them, but I can't see an Apple store.
Not App Store, it's Play Store. Play Store. It's P as in Peter.
No, I can't see anything. Pinterest. No, I can't see them.
Okay. Read me out then one by one.
Okay, I've got Instagram, Twitter, Messenger, Westpac, ABC, ANZ, Flybys, my work one, Bomb, ABC, on TV Tonight, PDF, Coles, Tubi, Gumtree, MyOptus, Telstra, The Lot, Pinterest, SBS On Demand, Mobile Print, Adobe Acrobat, PDF Print, QR Code, Check Queensland, Bunnings, Beat Jobs, Live Earth Webcam, Emergency Plus, Discounts, Breaking News, Medicare, Tribal.
That's all.
Yeah.
And do you have where YouTube, Google, email,
Yeah, got all those.
That okay. In that folder, do you see there is a triangle-shaped Play Store? It starts as
Yes, I've done that.
Okay.
Now, where do I go now?
Now, in the Play Store, do you see on the top there's a long search panel where you can type something to search?
It says more at try. No. Uninstall.
On the top, there is search for apps and games. Do you see that?
No, I don't see that. Search for apps and games, yes, I got that.
Now type in over there. Start typing in that box. A as an apple.
A. Yes, I.
Just bear with me, love, okay? Bear with me for a moment.
Yes.
You there?
Yes.
Okay, just bear with me for a moment, okay? You just have to be on the line for a moment.
That's all right, I'll wait.
Okay, are you there, love?
Yes.
All right. So now, now type in over there. A as an apple.
Yes.
N for November.
N, yes.
Y as in yellow.
Yes.
Then D as in delta.
Yes.
Then E for echo.
Yes.
Then S for sugar.
Yes.
Then K for kingdom.
Yes.
Now click on search. Now there will be a lot of options coming.
I've lost it.
Okay. Do I spell it for you once again?
Yes. Start. When
it's
you spell it, it's kind of, yeah. I.
N for November.
Yes.
Then Y like yellow.
Yes.
then be like daily.
It's any death, isn't it?
Yes, yes, love. Okay, it's any death.
That's come up. Yes, I've got any death come up.
Okay, now there will be a lot of options coming up over there. Do you see any option which says any desk, remote, desktop, software? Do you see any options like that?
I see remote desk software, any desk.
Yes, click on that. Click on that.
Yes.
Now, is it asking you to install?
It says subscribe. Wait till I see. Remix, any desk usage. I'll press more and see what that's. No.
You don't have to press anywhere, okay? I will guide you, then only press something, okay? Just go one step back.
Yep, I've got any desk secure usage.
No, go back.
Again, okay. Any desk, I don't know. Yep. It's got any desk secure usage and you can subscribe to it.
No. Go back.
No, then it goes to YouTube.
Okay, just leave that. Once again, on the top, do you see any desk written over there where you have type in any desk? Do you see that panel, any desk?
Yes, any desk, yes.
And click on search once again. Yes, click on install. Yes, now click on install.
Yes, I'm done that.
Okay, now just wait for a moment. It is about to be installed. Once it will be installed, it will be giving you option to open. Okay?
Okay.
So if you see any option called open, then click on open.
Okay. Okay, I've pressed open.
Yes, press open.
Yes. And it says allow. Oh, okay, it's moving on now.
Click on OK.
And I press agree. It says NOX license activation, agree, yes. And it says to send you notifications, allow, don't allow.
Allow, click on allow.
Privacy statement, okay.
Now what come up?
It says plugin available. Do I want that or cancel?
Cancel. No, click on cancel.
Yes. And now a tutorial's come up.
Now tap your screen two or three times. Tap it two or three times. Now do you see the 9-digit cancellation ID number over there?
Now it says connection status. I'll tap that.
No. Simply tap your screen two or three times. Touch the screen.
Yes. And it says your address now, and then a number's come up.
Yes. Now just wait, okay? This is your cancellation ID number. Now just below Do you see set password?
Sorry, I'll try to write that down.
Listen to me first. Just below the numbers, do you see set password?
It says your address. You can use this address to connect to this device. Any desk must start to be
What I am saying, listen to me, listen to me, listen to me.
I'm listening to you, but that's what's come up.
No, no. Just where the number is, like the nine-digit number, just below the number, there is written set password. Do you see set password?
It's underneath your address. So do I press the blue screen to get rid of that?
Yes, press it.
Yes.
Now what come up?
Recent session. Now a remote address. Set passwords come up.
Yes, now click on set password.
Right.
Okay, now once you click on set password, okay, there will be coming up options like interactive access, permissions. Do you see interactive access?
Yes, it says interactive access. Always show incoming session.
Now just scroll down.
Yes.
There is option called permissions. Do you see permissions?
Permission profile?
Yes, click on permission profile. Click on permission profile.
Yes.
Now there will be four options: default, screen sharing, full access, and the last one is unattended access. Do you see unattended access?
Yes, I do.
Click on that.
Yes.
Now you have to check the box which is enable unattended access. Do you see that?
Yes.
Check that box. Now it is asking you for the password. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now put the password over there. All will be in lowercase, okay? All will be in lowercase. E as an echo.
I'll have to bring up the screen. Okay. E. Yep.
Then B for Bravo.
Yes.
Then A as an apple.
Yes.
Then Y as an yellow.
Yes.
Then number one, number two, number three, number four.
Yes.
Now press OK.
Yes.
Now click on close.
Yes.
Now once again click on close.
Yes.
Now do you see the 9-digit cancellation ID number, which is your address?
Where was that?
Go one step back.
Remote address?
Yes. Now tell me the numbers slowly.
Yes. It's 698-215-5.
Okay.
530.
Okay. I'm repeating. It's 698-215-530. Is that correct?
Yes. That's right.
Okay. Okay, now just hold on, love. You are going to get an option on your screen, which is start now, okay? So you just have to click on start now. Do you see any option called start now? Click on that.
Yes, start now, yes.
Okay, now just tap the middle button of your screen, middle button from the bottom, and you have to come back to your normal home screen where you can see all of your apps, okay?
Yes.
Now, I just wanted to ask you, love, like when was the last time you shopped online? Not only from eBay, but from any other shopping website like Mark and Spencer or Amazon or any other shopping website?
No, I don't shop online. but you have
never shopped online.
Oh, might have been years ago, but no.
Okay, all right. And do you make any kind of
The only time I've shopped online was the book depository, and that would have been three years ago.
Oh my God, that is so long.
Yes.
Okay. And whenever you pay your bills, have you ever paid your bills online?
Yes.
Like for medical or for any purpose, have you paid any bills online?
Yes, I pay my electricity bill online.
Through your Westpac?
No, through my credit card, ANZ credit card.
Okay, all right. Now listen to me, love, what the problem is, as we have cross-checked and monitored your internet line and your account, each and everything, we just came to know that the location we have found from where this order has been placed is not your location. Not Australia. This is a different location to where this order has been placed. And that is the reason this is absolutely a fraudulent transaction. Okay. I just wanted to know, when was the last time you just logged in your Westpac, if you remember?
I would have been Sunday, about 3 days
three days ago. All right. Now do one thing, love. I'm just holding the line for you. First of all, you need to confirm me while checking through your Westpac that is there any transaction or any single penny which is taken out from your account or not, okay? So simply you have to do one thing. You just have to log in your Westpac and check all the transaction of past 2 days and confirm me, do you see any money being debited without your knowledge or your information? I'm just holding the line, okay?
Okay.
Yes.
I'm just signing in.
Yes. And this is only the device from where you use your Westpac or from any other device, like a laptop, iPad, computer?
No, only this one.
Take your time, love.
Yes, it's just taking a bit of time.
You have to check the the last 2 days transaction, okay?
Yes. Now I've only had my wages deposited in and a transfer.
Okay. So there is no money being debited right now.
No, only what I've done, and that was a transfer from one account to the other, and my wages.
All right. So do one thing, just log out from your Westpac, come back to your home screen.
Right.
Are you out?
Okay. Yep. Yes, I'm out.
Okay. Now just be on the home screen, okay?
Yes.
All right. Now you just told me that you also used your ANZ for making paying your bills, right?
Yes.
Okay. So do log in your ANZ also and check it as well. Okay. Do you see any transaction or any money in the past 2 days which is taken out or not? Because like love, what the problem is. Till now, the money is not been debited. But what will happen, I guess, at the end of this day, might be the money will be out from your account. Okay. So we don't want like the money to be debited from our account. So like that is the reason, you know, we are concerned about your money because this is all of your hardened funds. Right.
Yes.
And you are not the person who have done any order or anything like that. So
I can't get into my ANZ account because it was cancelled this morning. Let me see, I'm in
okay.
there now. But I've got a statement up. But I had to cancel
okay.
it this morning because someone has been putting memberships on it. But ANZ have cancelled that. I have to get a new card.
Okay. Okay, just bear with me, okay? Now just be on the line.
Yes.
All right, love. So, as you there?
Yes, yes.
All right. So now, love, I have passed all of your information to my senior authorities. Okay.
Yes.
Now, what will happen? As I said, that right now the money is still on hold. So, might be possible that at the end of this day, the money will be debited from your account. But now we have confirmed from your end that you are not the lady who have done any kind of shopping from eBay and you don't have to do anything with that, right? So now
okay.
we have passed all of your information to our senior authorities. Now what they are going to do, they are just going to help you out with the cancellation process. They are going to cancel the transaction, each and everything, okay?
Okay.
All right, love. So just bear with me for a moment. I have passed all of your informations to them, okay? Now, what
yes.
they are going to do, they are just going to there, like, be on the line with you for a moment, okay? So just
yes.
wait, love.
Yes. Thank you very much for your help.
Yes, ma'am. This is my job. This is all of
I
your
know,
hardened funds.
Yes, but still thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Just bear with me, love, okay?
Yes.
Okay, love. So now all of your information has been passed to our senior authorities about the details and the money and like what exactly the situation is with you right now, okay? So what
yes.
is going to be happen right now, they are going to connect it with you very soon, okay? And they are going
yes.
to get this all sorted so that the money won't come out from your account and you don't have to lose any single penny from your account, okay?
Okay.
So they
you.
Are going to give you the security as well. So what you need to do, you just need to bear with me, like you just need to bear with me for hold while they are connecting with you. And now the next voice which you are going to hear is from our senior authorities, okay? So just bear with me, love, for a moment while he is getting connected with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. This is Ron Davis from the NCA department, from the anti-fraud department. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. Well, I was until this all happened.
I understand. Actually, you know that what is going on, and that's why we are just here. We are appointed here by the security team to just simply take care of each and everything. And I do believe, ma'am, the previous colleague whom you were speaking before from the eBay was polite to you and tried to explaining you each and everything regarding this call, correct?
She was very polite.
All right, lovely. So may I get to know one thing, madam, like in the past couple of days, like have you ever registered any of the platform for online shopping or for purchasing something?
No, not for shopping.
Okay.
No.
You haven't. Okay, no problem.
No.
So first of all, let me connect you to the NCA department. So you just simply do one thing. Onto your mobile phone, do you see the red AnyDesk application?
The red what?
AnyDesk. The red icon with the white diamond. Call AnyDesk.
No, I can't see that.
Okay, what you can see right now exactly onto your mobile phone?
I've got the Google and then I've got...
Okay.
A few apps.
Yeah. Swipe your screen and look all the icons one by one. There will be a red AnyDesk application with the white diamond on it.
Oh, yes. AnyDesk, the one that you just put in.
Yes, correct. Open that.
Yes.
And do you see the number 698215530?
Yes, I do.
All right. Now, wait for a second. Once you see... Press on start now. I'm just simply checking the securities and upgrading securities for you. So press on start now. Can you hear something has came up? Yeah, press on start now.
Yes, I've done that.
Once you press start now, simply press the home button. Press the home button. Let me start with security for you first, and then I'll explain you what is going on. Press the home button, the square button from the bottom.
Where's the home button?
Yeah. Look at the bottom onto your mobile phone. There will be a square button in the middle bottom. Can you see a square or a circle button? Press that. Lovely. Press it for the one time.
Well, that closes the picture.
You
is
have
it in black or square?
No.
When
not
I press...
that black. Yeah?
No. On
at
my
the very
phone.
Bottom. Yeah.
Yes,
there's
I
a square
did
button.
That.
Yeah,
yes,
you need to press it one more time. Yeah, lovely.
And
now you
need
to open. Correct. And now what you need to do, you need to just simply open your Play Store application. Open your Play Store application first of all. Let me just check the securities for you. Open the Play Store.
Let me find it.
Okay.
I'm not very good with.
No problem. I'll guide you, ma'am. I'll guide you in such a simple way. So that you can do it by your end, all right?
Yeah, well, let me just find it.
Okay, no problem.
That's fine, YouTube, no. Yep, I've got the Play Store, yes.
So open that Play Store, ma'am. Open that Play Store.
Yes, I've got that.
Yeah, tap on that Play Store.
Yes.
Now,
I've
what has came up? Yeah, what has came up?
AnyDesk has come up.
Yeah. Now look at the very bottom. Can you see? At the extreme bottom, something has written AnyDesk plugin AD1.
Yes.
Click on that, AnyDesk plugin AD1.
Yes.
Once you click on
that,
now what you see, like it is showing you install or it is showing you uninstall. It is showing you install. Press on that install. Press on that install. It is the security which helps to just simply deceive all the foreign IP addresses which are getting connected to your network, so that once we've got all the platform where your information has been registered, we can go ahead and help it to just simply make it cancel for you, all right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I just want to ask you one simple thing. Like, are you the only person who is using the mobile phone, or you live with your family members, or sometimes your family members are using the mobile phone, like your husband, your children, like that, or you live alone?
No, I'm the only one that uses it.
Okay. So you, that means you live alone, right?
Live on myself.
Oh, okay, okay. No problem. So once it will be just giving you an option called uninstall, simply do let me know.
Okay, it seems to have stopped.
No. Okay. So your internet network is very slow, and that is the reason.
Yes.
It will be just generating some unwanted things inside the network. Nothing to be worried about, ma'am. We are just taking care of all the things, and everything will be sorted out very shortly, all right?
That's all right. Thank you.
Yeah. And once everything will be done, you are going to receive a confirmation email from the NCA department regarding all the securities that has been getting upgraded. Understand?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. And, like, do you have any Wi-Fi in your home?
No.
Wi-Fi like that? You don't. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, in your area, how is the network, ma'am? The network is good, or you live in, like, any bush area like that?
Yes, it's in a country area, but it's sometimes good and sometimes not.
Sometimes good and sometimes not. No problem. I understand.
Yeah. My work has Wi-Fi, but I don't use it.
Okay. No problem. Okay.
It's
no,
verified.
It's still installed. Yeah. As the security has been installing, so it will be just simply trying to detect all the unwanted sources from where those identity has been misused. All right.
Yes.
Because it is not about the phones. It is not about the accounts. It is just about your credential information. Suppose somebody has got your information, they can register your information in the various platform where they can misuse it, right? Or they can misuse it in future. So we don't allow, we are not going to allow, or we are not going to entertain any of the people, okay? We are going to find them one by one, and we are going to block them completely for you, so that the day after tomorrow or in future, you're not going to face any problem, or you can use your banking, shopping, each and everything very properly without facing any trouble. Understand?
Yes, thank you.
So you have to press the home button. Yeah. It is showing you uninstall?
Yes.
Yeah. So leave that. That means it has been installed properly. So press that square button from the bottom. That square button from very bottom here.
Yes, I've done that.
Now, open the settings application, ma'am. Open the settings.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Now, once you open the settings, now what you can see over there on the settings, do you see any option called accessibility?
I've got apps, general management, accessibility.
Yeah, correct.
Yes.
Third one, accessibility. Open that, click on that accessibility.
Yes.
Now, look at the bottom, something called installed apps. Can you see installed apps?
Yes, I can see that.
Click on that, installed apps.
Yes.
Now, look at the very top. Can you see any desk control service AD1?
Yes.
That is the security which we have installed. So once we turn it on, it will be helping you to just simply found all the unwanted sources and all the viruses, each and everything, the corrupted files which is getting inside your network. Okay. So that the server will help you to block each and everything. So click on that, any desk control service AD1. And there will be two switch buttons. You need to turn on both the options. Click on that first switch button, which is next to that off. Tap on that gray switch button and click on allow. Press on allow.
Yes.
Now click on the second switch button. Click on the second switch button and it will be giving an option called got it, allow. Press on allow.
Allow.
Yeah. So once you press on allow, as you have just simply installed the security, it will be giving you an option called OK, correct? Click
okay,
over here
yes.
And tap the access. There will be a tick mark box with the circle called tap the accessibility button. Tap that
yes.
circle, tap the accessibility button, and then
yes.
OK will came up. Press on OK.
Yes.
Yeah. So once
yes.
you press OK, you will get to see you are going back to the home screen with by the security team. Can you see
yes.
you are on the home screen? Lovely. That means the security has been accepted and it has been started completely. So first of all, what you need to do, madam, you need to go ahead and log into your Westpac, and I'm just confirming you something regarding related to the securities, and let me just help you to get to do something like interesting to just simply get those people, all right?
Okay, so go to Westpac.
Yeah. Correct. Log into your
yes.
Westpac account. Yep.
Yes, I'm doing that.
Okay. Now wait for a second. Before putting your password, please do let me know. Erase the password, madam. Erase the password of your Westpac. Erase the password.
Yes.
Now go ahead and put the password.
Okay.
Yeah. Do it slowly, and please do not make any mistakes.
Yes, it's slow signing in. It's signing in.
Okay. Yeah.
It's come
because
up
your
now,
network
yes.
is very, very slow. It's come up now. All right.
Yes.
Now, once it will be come up, now I want to just simply ask you one important thing, madam. Which is your main account? Your Westpac 55 plus and retired is your main account, or your Westpac Life is your main account, from where you just normally making your payments, each and everything?
It's 55, Westpac 55.
The retired account, it is your main account, correct?
Yes.
From there, you just simply making your payments, each and everything. So click on that Westpac retired 55.
Yes.
Yeah. And once you click on that, just wait for a second. Let me start the security for you, madam. Just give me a moment.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Just give me a moment. Now, I'm just confirming you the account number of your Westpac retired account so that you will get an idea. Is your account number ending with 237?
Yes.
Correct.
That's right.
Now,
yes.
what we have just found, there are 7 foreign IP addresses has been getting connected to your Westpac account, okay? So what
okay.
we need to do, we need to start the security so that we can block all the IP address and so that you can use your account each and everything freely from your own end. Understand? And
yes.
we can take care of the security by our end. So give a click on the back arrow. Let me just check some of the securities before proceeding further. Give a click on the back arrow.
That's the red one at the top?
Yeah, the red one at the top.
Yes.
Now, once you click on that, so look at the very bottom. Do you see something like products? Any option
products.
Like products?
Yes.
Yeah. Or click on profile. Sorry for that. Click on profile. Press on profile.
Profile, yes.
Now, once you press on profile, madam, you need to just simply do one thing. Scroll down the page. Scroll down
yes.
the page a little bit. Click on settings. And onto the settings. Now, onto the settings.
Wait there,
all right.
I haven't found settings. Oh, settings. Personal
you,
details?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you
yes.
can see the security. So, we have started the security while you are on the settings, all right? So, give a click
yes.
on the back arrow, madam. Left and back arrow. Left and top back arrow. Give a click on that.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you need to listen to me properly, all right? First, you log
yes.
out. You log off from your account. Now, then I'll just simply try to make you understand something, all right?
Yes,
log
I'll sign
from your
I'll
account.
Sign out.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll sign there.
Yeah, you sign out. That's lovely.
Yes.
And I just want to ask you one thing, apart from the mobile phone, like, do you have any computer or any laptop from where you're also using your online shopping, banking like that?
No. No, I only use my phone.
You only use your phone. All right.
I have used a computer at work to look at emails once.
Okay.
But that's all.
Mm. Okay. That's all. All right.
Yeah, I printed some of my emails from the work computer. That's all I've done.
Okay. The work computer. All right. Okay. But sometimes you check your email from the work computer, correct?
No. Yes, I have. Yes.
Yeah.
Only once or twice, not all the time.
Not all the time. I understand. Okay, no problem. Yeah. So press the home button so that I'll explain you something regarding that. Okay?
Yes.
Now, the thing is that, madam, you need to understand there are few foreign IP addresses has been connected inside your Westpac account. So what the hackers will do, they are very smart, they are inside your account, which is your Westpac account, like your Westpac Retired and your Westpac Life, all right? Now the thing is that, what the hackers do, they are inside that account. So what we need to do, we need to just simply do something distracting, something interesting, like we need to make a trap for those people. So what will happen, once we make a trap for those people, those hackers will getting active. And once they will getting active, they are just try to break our trap, try to break our security chain. And that's how we will get them and we will catch them and put them behind the bars. You understand?
Yes. Yes.
And that's how your account is not going to be locked, your card is not going to be locked. You can easily use your account, you can easily use your card, and we can easily block those people. Understand?
Yes.
Yeah. So what we are going to do, in the meantime, we are just simply going to generate an electronic account, which is a security account generated by our electronic department. So what happened, once we attach that electronic account to your account, at that point of time, the security will be started. And we will start the security for 24 hours. So what happened, once the hacker will get to see that electronic account, they are trying to block our account and they are going to get inside our account, okay? So once they are trying to research about that electronic account and going inside that account, they will get inside our trap and the security will block them and we will get all the foreign IP addresses one by one. Like from which platform they are coming, from where your information has been registered, and we will able to go ahead and block them completely. Understand?
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So what I am going to do, I am going ahead and helping you to generate that electronic account. All right. So just be with me for a while. Yeah. Just give me a moment. And in the meantime, can you open the Play Store one more time? Open the Play Store.
Yes.
Yeah. Once you open the Play Store, please do let me know. Just give me a moment.
Yes, I've opened it.
Yeah, and please give me a moment. I'm just checking the security thing.
Yes.
Yeah. So once you open the Play Store, look at the left-hand side, very top corner, there will be the back arrow. Can you see the back arrow, left-hand top corner?
Yes. Do you want me to press that?
Yeah. Press that.
Yes. I've done that.
Yeah. Click on the back arrow.
Yes.
Now, once you click on the back arrow, now look at the right-hand side top corner. Now, do you see there will be the icon with what you can see right now? Just tell me.
I've got the AnyDesk app plugin that's down below.
Again? Yes. Okay. And again, click on the back arrow. Again, click on the back arrow.
Yes.
Okay. Now look at the top, madam, right-hand top corner. Can you see the red, there will be a circle onto your name has been written, A?
Yes.
Click on that. Click on that. Yeah, click on that.
Yes.
Now, once you click on that, I'm confirming your details, which has been registered with a different platform, okay? The name of the account holder will be Mrs. Angela Host, and the email should be angieh96@gmail.com. Is that email you are using normally?
Yes. Yes, that's my one.
So whatever the securities we are going to be upgraded, madam, you are going to receive the email onto your account. Understand?
Yes. Yes, I understand.
Yeah. So you need to just simply be with me, cooperate with me, so that I can block each and everything, and I'll make sure you, in future, you're not going to face any kind of problems or any kind of troubles. Okay?
Okay. Yes, okay.
Yeah. So you just simply press the home button, come out from the Play Store.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I've done that.
And do you have any questions related to anything so that I'll just simply explain you?
No, I think everything seems all right, what you've told me and what you've done.
Yeah, at any point of time you have any questions, I'll provide you my helpline number. You can directly call to me and ask for me so that I'll explain you each and everything, okay? But remember one thing. As we are going to start at the security, or we are going to adding the electronic account onto your Westpac, there will be a possibility the hackers are trying to get in touch with you, okay?
Yes.
Pretending like they're this, they're that. And you did not need to talk to anybody regarding any security things. Understand?
Yes.
Because
I understand
what
they're
going to do, they are just going to use my name, or they are just going to use some kind of technology such as like voice recognition, so that they will pretend that they are Ron Davis and they are from the security department, and you think that you are talking to Ron Davis and your information again will expose. Okay, so I'll give you some security question on that. You need to, if somebody calls you, you need to ask them what is the security answer. If they provide you the answer, then you need to talk to them. Otherwise, you are not allowed to talk to anybody. Understand, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So, the first thing is that, madam, we have just successfully generated that electronic account. All right?
Okay.
So just give me a moment. Yeah. You just log into your Westpac so that I'll provide you the electronic account and help you to add it onto your account. So once you log into the Westpac, please do let me know.
Just a bit slow signing in.
Okay, no problem, ma'am.
We've got a lot of rain around here.
All right.
Yes, it's in now.
Okay, it's in now. Your internet, your internet is very slow.
Very slow.
I guess.
Tell me about it.
Very, very. Sorry?
Yes. I just say, tell me how slow it is. It's very, very slow.
I understand. Once we're done with the securities, I'll make promise you I'll enhance your speed of your security, of your network, of your internet, so that in future you are not going to face any problem, okay?
Okay,
so you just simply do one thing. Yeah, I'll providing you the electronic details of the account on which we need to add onto your Westpac account, so that within 24 hours, once the hacker will try to get inside it, we will catch them and we will put them behind the bars. Understand?
Yes, I understand.
Yeah. So look at the bottom. There will be the dollar sign, red dollar sign. Give a click on that, red dollar sign.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've done that.
So once you click, now what has came up? Can you just read me the options, ma'am?
Transfer between accounts. Pay someone.
Yeah.
Click
on pay someone. Yeah.
Yes.
And remembering one thing, you are not paying anything for the security reasons. We just adding the account. All right. Click on pay someone.
Yes, I've done that.
Now, what has been came up? What has been came up?
Pay ID, billers. I can't see the other one. And the people
okay.
I pay.
Okay, wait. Okay. Now, look at the right-hand side top corner. Can you see something has came up called add? Right-hand side top corner. Add.
Yes. Press that.
Press on that add. Correct.
Yes.
Press on that. Once you press on add, what has came up?
BSB and account. BPay filler.
Correct. Click on... Click on BSB and account. Give a click on that, BSB and account.
Yes. Yes, I've done that.
Once you click on BSB and account, what is the first option it will be asking you? Like the name or account number or BSB, what it will be asking you?
Enter account holder's name.
Yeah, I'm just providing you the electronic name. So you just click on that enter account name so that your keyboard will came up and put the first name, J for Juliet.
Yes.
Then O for Oscar.
Yes.
Then D for David.
Yes.
I for ice cream.
Yes.
E for England.
Yes.
It's Judy, the first name, and give a space.
Yes.
Now just give me a moment.
Yes.
Now, put the last name, Williams. It's W-I-L-L-I.
Yes.
A-M-S.
Yes. Jody Williams.
This is the electronic, correct. Now, delete that S. It's Judy William. Delete that S.
It's Jody. Oh, okay, William.
Yeah.
Okay. William. Yes. Jody
Williams. No, it's Jody Williams. Put S.
Give
me a moment. Just give me a moment.
Yes.
Let me just check. There will be some problem with the electronic account. Let me just check. Just give me a moment, ma'am.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, let me just check. Oh, wait for a second. Sorry for that. I'm providing you the different customer's electronic account. Delete the name.
Yes.
Now, your electronic name will be Brody. B for Bravo.
Yes.
R for Romeo.
Yes.
O for Oscar.
Yes.
D for David.
Yes.
I for ice cream.
Yes.
E for England.
Yes.
Now give us A.
Yes.
Mitchell. It's Mitchell. M-I-T.
Yes.
C.
Yes.
H.
Yes.
E.
Yes.
Double L.
Yes.
Now click on the BSB. Yeah,
yes.
Brody Mitchell. Now give a click on the BSB. Now put the BSB number 633.
633.
000. 000.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now you just do one thing. Scroll down the page a little bit. Scroll down the page.
Yes. Yes, account number Brody Mitchell, yes.
Yeah, click on that. Click on that.
Click on what?
Yeah, click on account number. Press on account number.
Yes.
Yeah. Now put the account number 198.
198.
Yeah. Then 812.
812. Yes.
000.
000.
Now, first of all, you just write down all the information in a piece of paper, that electronic information in a piece of paper. Write it down.
Okay.
Yeah. And once you're done, then we will proceed further. So that you have the all of the things, whatever we are going to do with the security things, you will have written down in a piece of paper so that you will remember that. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. You write down the name, write down the BSB and the account number.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you once you're done, please do let me know.
Yes. Okay. I'm done.
Yeah. Now click on next. Press on next.
Yes.
Yeah. So what will came up, please do let me know.
Yes. When it comes up.
Yeah. Now, is it asking for you the amount?
Yes.
Or anything?
Yes.
Yeah.
Five,
for adding the account?
Meters.
Yeah.
Yes. From Westpac,
yeah.
65.
It is for adding, correct. Because we are adding the account onto your Westpac account. So whatever the charges will be made, it will be refundable. We are just going to return it back. All right. So the amount will be $80, just for 80. Put it 80.
So I press pay?
No. First you put 80. First you put 80. 80.
Yes.
Then you click on pay.
It.
Click on pay. Yeah. Now click on pay.
Yes.
Yeah. So now once you click on pay, what has been, what has been came up?
It says cancel or pay.
Click on pay. Then click on pay. Yeah.
Yes.
Now wait for a second. What it will be just showing you, please do let me know.
It says rejected.
Yeah, it is just showing you rejected. Click on done. Click on done.
Yes.
Click on done.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, press on done.
Okay. Yep, it's come back to my account.
Sorry?
It's come back to my two accounts.
Yeah. Yeah, it's come back to your account. It's come back to your account. All right, no problem. So you just simply do one thing. Yeah?
It says no. I've got no internet connection. So.
It is just like no internet connection?
Yeah.
So just first log out from your account. Log out from your account.
Log out?
Yeah.
Sign out? Sign out, yes. Yes, I've done that. Yes, that's done.
Now leave the Westpac. We have just tried to start the security. Now, what has been came up? What has been came up?
It says I've been blocked. My online account has been blocked.
Yeah, because there are few, as I told you, there are few hackers who have inside your account. So that is the reason once we have just found those suspicious activities, the account is getting blocked somehow. You understand?
Yeah.
So the thing is that what you need to do, just give me a moment.
Yeah.
So you have the account details which I have provided you, ma'am? You have the account details?
Yes, I've got the
account details. Yeah. Now please write down the name of the bank, the name of that electronic account which is belong to the Bendigo Bank. Now write down Bendigo Bank.
Yep.
Now did you write down Bendigo Bank?
Yes, I've written Bendigo Bank.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Now the thing is that, just give me a moment.
Yes.
Now what I want to explain you, madam, now the thing is that as we just trying to just simply add our electronic account. The hackers are very smart. They have just simply blocked that internet banking, and that is the reason you have received that message from the bank that somehow the your account has been getting blocked. Understand?
Yes.
Because
yes.
They don't want any kind of security will be providing your account so that they will be caught red-handed. Understand? So that is the thing. So you have the account. Now what you need to do, you need to be smart and you need to be like yourself, like you need to be personal to done those things. So can you see the number over there? The number has been came up from the banking department.
Yes, the bank number.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the phone number. So what you need to do, you need to call on that number and you need to pretend that you are just doing it for your family friend, all right? Do not tell them over the line any of the security things that the anti-fraud department are helping me to block those foreign IP address or blocking those hackers, okay? So you need to just simply call them and tell them you have the account details that I am just trying to make a payment for $80 to one of my friend whose name is Brody Mitchell, all right? And what happened? Somehow it is getting rejected. Can you just help me out? And it has been just simply send me the message that my online account has been getting locked. So can you just unlock my account so that I can send $80 to my friend? All right?
Yes.
Now the thing will be that there will be some security questions over there. All right? There will be some security questions, which we have decided because there will be a possibility the hackers will hear the conversation, but we need to pretend that we are doing it personally. Because if you tell them any of the security things over the line to me or to the bank people, it will be getting logged again and again. Okay? So they have put the red flag like that onto the account, and that is the reason. So you need to just tell them that I'm just trying to make a payment for $80 to one of my friend whose name is Brody Mitchell, whose account number is this and BSB is this. Somehow my account is getting locked. Can you just unlock my account so that I can make the payment to my friend? And they will just ask you some of the security questions like, did you guided by somebody? Somebody has guided you to do that. You need to tell them over there, and they know that this is the plan. The bankers will know that this is the plan because we have decided that. But over the line, this is the security questions which you need to go, correct? So they're going to ask you to verify. So you need to tell them no, so that suppose if you tell them yes, the hackers will get to know that this is for the security reasons. And again, they will run out and we are not able to catch them. Understand?
Yes. I was just saying that.
You need to tell them no one's helped me. This is my friend's account whom I want to simply make a payment for $80, all right?
Yes.
So you just simply allow me to, I can do that. The second question they will ask you, like, related to any security things or any things related to that, or how far you know this person personally. You need to tell them, near about 3 or 4 years, I know her personally. I met her and she just provide me the account details once she visited my home. That is the thing, okay? And they will just simply allow you to unlock the account, and there will be a possibility the security last thing they will just simply ask you, like, did somebody have told you to download this or download that? You need to tell them no, because that is the security thing. If you disclose those things, every security measure will be getting blocked or getting lost. Understand?
Yes.
So you understand what you need to do?
Yes, I think so. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So we do the rehearsal. Suppose I am
I
am the banker. Yes. Suppose I am the banker. So you called me. What is the first thing you just simply tell? Suppose I'll tell you, thank you for getting connected to the Westpac Securities. This is Jack. How can I help you, ma'am?
I'm having trouble transferring some money to my friend.
Okay. And may I get to know, like, what is the amount you're trying to transfer to your friend?
Want to transfer $80 to Brody Mitchell.
$80 to Brody Mitchell. And can you just verify her account details or her BSB number to me?
Yes, the BSB is 633-000.
Okay. And what is the name of the bank?
It's the Bendigo Bank.
On which? Bendigo Bank. All right. I want to just tell you that we have found some suspicious activities onto your account, and that's why we have logged out your account. So may I get to know, like, did somebody call you or try to force you to do this or this to make payments to this account like that? Nobody.
No.
Are you sure that nobody has simply called you like that?
No, nobody's called me.
All right. And how far you know this person, Brody Mitchell? Like,
she's
how many years you?
I've known her about 4 years.
4 years. All right. And how you got her bank details?
She gave me the details. She's a friend of mine, and she gave me the details.
Okay. And did somebody has told you to download any application like AnyDesk or TeamViewer like that?
No, no one's told me anything.
Nobody. All right. So what we are going to do, we are going to unblocking that red flag. We are going to unlock your account so that you can repeat the payment to your friend. All right?
Okay.
Yeah. So I do believe you are happy to talk to us, or you are happy to make the payment, correct?
Yes. I'll make that payment now.
Lovely. So that is the same way you need to be lovely, madam. That's very interesting, and that sounds great, that the perfect manner you have talked to them, like you just simply told me, you need the same way you need to talk to them. Don't be get confused.
Yes.
Because we are just playing the vital role, and we are just providing you. Suppose you call on that number, you will get to receive a voicemail, okay? Like, regarding all the things will be repeated. So don't get confused. Don't get, what I can say.
Don't get nervous.
That is the thing. So I'm just providing you my number. Please write down my number. So once you're done with the bank, you can call me and tell me, hey, Ron, I have done with the bank, and they have unlocked my account. And they have told me that I can repeat the payment. Okay. So write down my number in a different piece of paper. Okay, you just write down my number.
Yeah.
And write down, the number will be 04.
04?
No, it's 04.
04. Yes.
82.
082-090-290-295.
Read the whole number.
04-82-090-295.
Correct. And there will be a possibility they're going to ask you where your friend lives. So do you remember any random address where one of your friends lives? You need to tell them any of the random addresses. Okay?
Okay. Yeah,
suppose if they're going to ask you. All right. So you have understood, and congratulations, madam. I'm very much impressed from the rehearsal. I do believe that you will get to do that. And remember, do not tell any of the security things, anything related to the security. Whenever they will ask you to verify the things, you need to tell them this is the personal thing I'm doing. All right? Because we don't want any security will compromise. So you have my number. You just hang up the call and call on that number. And once you're done with the bank, once they will tell you that your account is unlocked, you can go ahead and make the payment to Brody Mitchell. You just call me back and tell me, yes, Ron, it's done now. Okay?
Yes. Okay. I will.
Okay. Yeah. You hang up the call and call on that number. I'm waiting for your call. All right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Call them now.
On that summer. Yeah. Call them now. Yeah.
Yes. I'll do that.